Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is Mayor Monday, and we're delighted to welcome in the first selectman of the fine town of Simsbury. He's Eric Wellman. Eric, Jody Ambrosio, and Ray Dunaway. How are you, sir?
Good morning, and hello from Simsbury.
How are things in Simsbury? And it must be a beautiful morning there with the Farmington River. And
it is a beautiful time to be in Simsbury. Just enjoyed our first Talcott Mountain Music Festival on Friday.
Yeah, and we're giving away tickets for the Frank Sinatra one coming up on July 12th.
So. That's right.
I don't know if you're eligible to win, Eric, but
I think you can go anyway.
That'd be a bad look. I don't know if I can get away with that.
Hey, Eric, do you pronounce it Hybline Tower or Hubline Tower?
It's definitely Hubline Tower.
Okay, so you got because I get people saying, oh, no, it's Hybline, but that's not it, right?
No, tell them the first selectman from Simsbury says that they're getting it wrong.
Thanks, Eric.
Now, you're just finishing your first term as first selectman, right?
I am. I've been in this chair for a year and a half.
What is it about your town that got you interested in wanting to run it?
One of the best things about Simsbury is the amount of civic engagement.
Oh, yeah.
There are so many people involved in so many different things. And a lot of the things that we take for granted are actually run, you know, primarily by volunteers. Even the concerts that we're talking about. Like, you know, there's professional staff at the Performing Arts Center.
Right.
But there are so many volunteers who make those concerts happen. We've got the Flower Bridge in town. So it's a bridge that's only for pedestrians. Where there's flowers hung, typically not this year, though, because we're in the process of building a park down there. But so many of those things exist because of the time the volunteers put in. So I'm just looking to get involved and give back to our beautiful town.
Yeah, because the Flower Bridge used to be traffic. You used to do cars across there, did you not?
I mean, well before anybody's time that I can remember.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to drive on that bridge now.
No. Even the flowers are a little bit twitchy about it. Hey, the town, really the history, is really pretty interesting in that. And one of the things I learned, watched some documentary somewhere, but you're big in tobacco, and there is still some tobacco being grown there, I believe. You know who used to work in the tobacco fields there?
I think you're alluding to Martin Luther King.
I am. I was totally surprised.
Yeah, so Martin Luther King spent some number of summers in Simsbury. He worked in the tobacco fields. He worshipped and sang in the choir at First Church, right in the center of town. So it's really pretty cool history.
Yeah, no kidding. So your town primarily is Simsbury. I mean, the Hartford moved. What do you have in town? Is Ensign Bickford still making stuff?
They are. In fact, we just announced over the weekend that they're in the process of an expansion of their workforce here. They're adding 140 new jobs right here in Simsbury.
What about new businesses, Eric, in recent times that have come into your town? Are you doing well in that department?
One of the things that we're focusing on with the Board of Selectmen, certainly attracting new businesses, but helping the existing businesses here expand. And I think Ensign Bickford's just a really good example of that.
We're talking with the first selectman of Simsbury, Eric Wellman, here on Mayor Monday. I know the school system's there. You're very proud of your school system.
Absolutely.
Great high school in Simsbury High, and some really good grammar schools.
Of course, wonderful, wonderful schools in Simsbury. And that's one of the big reasons why we attract so many young families to town.
Is it primarily a commuter community, bedroom community, so to speak?
So there is some percentage of people who I know, you know, live in Simsbury and work in Simsbury, but I think the vast majority of people work in other towns, and probably the biggest one being Hartford. You can't throw a stone in Simsbury without hitting someone who works in the insurance industry.
That's true. The 185, little trail that goes up over the mountain there. That's quite nice. You've got, just tell us about some of the towns, because there's some, like, for example, there's Wheatog. What's the history of Wheatog?
Oh, my gosh. You're asking me to get into detail. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So Simsbury is made up of four Simsbury. There's Simsbury, Wheatog, West Simsbury, and then Terrafill.
Okay.
And I think one of the things that's interesting about Terrafill is if you ask someone, for example, from Wheatog, where are you from? they're going to say, I'm from Simsbury. But if you ask someone from Terrafill where you're from, they're going to say Terrafill.
I know. That's, you know what? That's common to this entire region because normally, you know, you want to give people an idea of where you're from.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, if you're in Paris and they say, where are you from? You should say Hartford. But a lot of people will go, Weetog. You know, it's just like
right.
You're supposed to
yeah.
know, you know? Oh, God. You've got the skating center.
We got the skating center. We've got Simsbury Farms, which is a public golf course and
right.
swimming
Very
complex.
Nice.
Yeah,
yep.
it's beautiful.
And the Tooten Hill School.
Yep, that's where my daughter goes.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, rising second grader.
And then there's Ethel Walker. That's very nice.
Yeah, so one of the things about Simsbury, you know, we have some of the best public schools in the state, but we also have some incredible private schools.
Like Ethel Westminster.
Walker, and Westminster, too, right?
Yeah. The master's school.
What, since you've become first selectman, what is it about the job that maybe you didn't know and has come as a surprise? And what do you like best about what you're doing now?
Such a good question. So one of the things that I found when you're running for office, everyone tells you about all the ways they want you to cut taxes and save money.
Right.
The minute you get into office, everyone gives you new ways to spend money.
That's good. Did the state, are you doing okay as far as money from the state government is concerned?
We are. We came out pretty whole in this latest budget, so that's a good thing.
And you're not going to, because one of the big concerns, CCM and others, was the fact that the governor had at one time toyed with like turning some of the responsibility for pensions over to the town, which of course would go straight to your property tax or something.
Exactly. But shifting the tax burden.
But that's out of there, right? That's not a problem now?
No, that didn't come to fruition. And, you know, one of our biggest problems with it is that we'd be asked to pay into it, but we have no say on the governance of the fund.
Oh, great. That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, that would be nice to have that work that way. Well, every week when we have we do Mayor Monday, yeah. Our final question is, so Ray and I are coming for dinner one night, and you've got to take us to, and we know you like every restaurant there, but if you're recommending, so how about this, something summertime good. What would you recommend
for us?
Maybe
with outdoor dining.
All right. So you got to sit on the patio at Metro Beast, which is in a brand new location.
Yeah, he moved, didn't he?
It's in the former Ensign Mansion, which is newly renovated and absolutely beautiful. But if you were coming this Friday, you got to come out to the biggest concert of the year, Hartford Symphony Orchestra with fireworks. It's our Celebrate America concert.
Oh, cool.
And that's BYOB, bring your own food. Bring your own chair, and it'll be a great night.
Awesome.
And the other thing is you have some nice independent markets in town,
too. Oh, my God, yes. And a place in the Simsbury 1820
like
house that's a great,
well, that's
a
good,
legendary
yes,
place.
Absolutely.
Legendary.
We do. And we even have a locally owned grocery store, Fitzgerald's, right in the center of town.
Great place. I love it. I
Come
love
by
it.
There and pick up some sandwiches before the concert.
Excellent.
And don't forget Cane's. Get nice steaks.
Absolutely.
All right.
Delicious.
Well, Eric, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it. Have yourself a great 4th of July, and we'll talk to you down the road. Thank you.
Thanks so much, guys.
Bye.
Pretty good. He's very invested, as he should be in his town.
He sounds very optimistic. He's very into it.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.